There was a saying somewhere back in my past that I don't drink, I don't smoke, and I don't chew, and I don't go with girls that do. Has anybody heard that? Today's sermon is called, Are You Virtuous or Are You Vicious? And those are weird words for the 21st century. If we think about vices, which is the root word for vicious, oftentimes we think about things like alcohol and drinking alcohol, playing cards and other games of chance, dancing, especially dancing close together, and sloppiness, laziness, any number of things that could be classified as vices. Then, on the other hand, we have virtues or virtuosity, and sometimes it falls into the category of sexual purity, cleanliness, being of good ambition, being a good student, having a good job, being from a good family and being a good citizen, especially a good citizen that obeys and does whatever one is told. But we need to deepen our meaning of what it is to either be vicious or virtuous. Vice, in its root meaning, is anything that tends toward immorality. Anything that tends toward behavior that is negative, harmful, contrary to good sense, and contrary to God's law. And virtue is any characteristic that exemplifies a propensity for what is noble in humans and what is sacred and important in our existence. In other words, vice is a tendency towards or away from God. Virtue is a tendency towards God. And it's important for us in this kind of weird amalgam of times that we live in to perhaps revisit this distinction and deepen what we mean by vice and virtue. For many of us have danced and played cards. Many of us have smoked. Many of us have drank and been sloppy. And somehow we know that that's not the worst thing in the world. And many of us have run across people who were exemplary in many things, their ambition, their cleanliness, their obedience, and yet seem to have lost the love of God. Vice and virtue. Are you vicious or are you virtuous? Today's Washington Post on the front page has an article about teenagers, these happen to be in Montgomery County, who resent the increasing number of laws and rules they must live by in school. They complain that they are being governed by a culture of control. There's a part of me that sympathizes deeply with them because having been a rebellious teenager, in fact, having been a rebellious person from my very birth, my mother looked at me and said, "Oh, I'm in trouble with this one." The majority of my mistakes and learning have been, or my learnings have been from my own mistakes. I understand them not liking to be told what to do. I resent all restrictions that are imposed by an authority outside of myself. Any of you experience the same kind of resentment? Most of us do at some point. Most of us do. And I understand that sometimes laws are put together that don't make any sense. The particular one in this case was they couldn't listen to their MP3 players and iPods during lunch at school. But they could watch the Maury Show where people were beating up each other over silly things. I understand. But the truth of the matter is if we resent the imposition of control from outside, if we do not like being told what to do, if we resent legislation that seeks to hinder and take our life and our decisions away from us, then at some point we must be a people and we must teach our children to develop the strength and inner character to govern ourselves and themselves in appropriate ways. Last time we did Scouting Sunday a month ago, I asked the question, not if we are leaving a good world to our children, but are we leaving children that are up to the challenges of the future? Today I want to ask the question that builds on that. Are we exhibiting from within the kind of character in which we would also want our children to have as they approach their adulthood? Are we willing to say to our children, go there, do whatever you want? Are we willing to say to them, do whatever you like as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else? Just find your own happiness. Is that what we're going to tell them? Is that what we're going to raise them as? I got to tell you, folks, that people who say, it doesn't matter what I do as long as it doesn't hurt anybody, are dangerous people, because for this reason precisely. If you don't have any more respect for yourself, if you have no more character than to take care of yourself, how can we depend on you knowing the difference between what harms you and harms others? We can't. It does matter what you do to yourself. It does matter what you choose to do. If for no other reason than the people who love you and brought you into this world care about you and know something about the consequences of sin and evil, it matters what you do, what you think, what you become, what you choose. Just because you mess up your life does not mean that no one else is affected. And that's why when I hear things like the Boy Scout law or the Girl Scout law or the Ten Commandments, I realize that we need to understand that virtue, character, internal fortitude, the kind of backbone that sometimes we all have lacked, is something that we need to continually develop within ourselves and within our children. One of the saddest moments of my ministry was visiting with a person who really had made a mess of their lives, who was somewhat older than most of you here. And it was a sad visit, because as the person sat there and drank a beer, and probably the 12th or 13th of the day, lamenting the fact that they had had numerous unsatisfying relationships that had not lasted long, looked about at the kids that were around him and said, I don't know what this world is coming to. These kids these days, they don't respect anybody. They don't do anything right. I have never been sure what to do with that interview of that elderly man. What went through my head was simply this. The children that we have today are the children that we have raised them to be. They did not come into this world knowing how to do wrong so efficiently if they didn't learn it from someone who went before. The question really remains, will someone teach them how to do good as an alternative? And that, friends, is something we need to work on. No longer is it acceptable to make vice just a few silly rules about cards and dancing. And no longer is it enough to say virtue is merely about waiting until marriage. Vice leads to a vicious circle, which means that you go in a downward spiral to greater despair and enslavement. And virtue leads, frankly, to a frontier that most of us are unaware of, because it is there that we will find God, in living disciplined and well-governed lives based on authentic and sound principles of internal character rooted in God's ways. When the Girl Scouts say that they will keep the Girl Scout law, they are choosing to live by a standard which directs them toward God, toward the divine, toward what is good. When the Boy Scouts say they will keep the divine law, or the Boy Scout law, excuse me, they are directing themselves towards character building and virtues that are rooted in God's ways. When you and I say that the Ten Commandments are important enough not only to stand on our courthouse lawns, but important enough for us to remember and to have engraven on our heart, we are saying we believe that there is something better. And we are modeling our lives and shaping our lives in a God direction. When we ask questions about what are the seven deadly sins and why are they deadly, why is pride and greed and lust and anger and gluttony and envy and sloth so bad? Because they lead to vicious cycles, vicious circles. And you want to know what the contrary or the opposite, the virtues are? Humility, mercy, chastity, patience, temperance, love of God, love of neighbor, love of enemy, fortitude and courage. These are virtues that help us to live the way God calls us to live. The imposition of laws from the outside, sometimes great on our individualistic ways. But wise is the person and the people who govern themselves by sound principles and sound laws and teach their children to do the same. When we participate in the ministries and programs of scouting, we are conducting ourselves precisely in that wisdom. And we rightly need to ask ourselves, what kind of lives are we leading? Are we leading lives that are in a vicious circle, or are we leading lives that are headed down a virtuous path toward God? I'm so proud of those who participate in scouting. I'm so proud of the wisdom that is developed in young people and passed on to them by those who lead them. Each of us have done that as parents and as church leaders and as scout leaders. But it is a ministry that is ever more important in this day and age, as things get more and more confused and more hurtful, that we must train up our children in the ways of God, in the ways of character and virtue. Let us pray.